here, my grandson, my brother Tom, and his wife Terry are here with us. And so that's the sweet side for our family, that we are enjoying Christmas together. The bitter side is that they are here because of my mom's failing health. And so it is bittersweet, but as Shannon said earlier, we want to try to just lay that aside, the bitter part aside, and focus on the sweet side. God is good all the time. Amen? We have trials that we go through. Oftentimes those trials are forced upon us. We can't change the circumstances, but still, all in all, God is good. And certainly He is good in that He has given to us His only begotten Son. Over the last few weeks, as we entered into December, we have been looking at some of those characters who help make up the Christmas story. The first week in December, we looked at Mary and Joseph. And what wonderful servants Mary and Joseph were of the Lord. Mary was a bondservant of the Lord, saying this to the angel, "Be it done to me according to your word." In other words, she was saying this, "Lord, whatever you want of me, that's what I'm willing to do." What a special servant she was, and what a blessing to be chosen to be the mother of God's dear son. Joseph was an obedient servant too, but it did take a little persuasion of Joseph by the angel for him to realize that this was all a part of God's plan. And once he realized